Welcome to the Rifao podcast, which is random intricacies of an animate object. I'm your host, Juan. It's almost like a game, but the rules of this podcast are for these next 15 minutes, I would love for you to reduce your multitasking tasks to two. My voice or whatever app you're listening to me on, and maybe your emails. But if you need to work, that's fine. If you're driving, that's your other app. You're not allowed to do anything else. Just listen to me. Hope everybody's having a good day. For me, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday at 6 p.m. here on the East Coast. The weather, I mean, we're getting rid of the snow. That's a good thing, right? So hope everybody out there is cozy. Hope you're safe. Hope things are opening up for you within reason. But, you know, I'm hoping for a lot of things, not just for myself, but for you. For this show, really quick, what I love to do is really share what's on my mind today. And I saw something that came across my feed, which is what you'll probably see that I reference a lot. It's either I'll read what's in my notes, or I'll just read something or recite something that I just thought of. This is how we're going to do this, okay? So today, one thing that I noticed is someone was talking about looking for a partner that should add value to your life. And it was my friend, Perry Schneider. She's on Instagram. And it's a great concept and something that we don't really think about, right? First, in my personal opinion, you should not even entertain the thought of bringing someone in your life unless you are 100% in love with yourself. I don't mean in love with yourself as in the narcissistic way. I don't mean putting others down to boost up your confidence. I don't mean that. But I mean, you should be so secure in yourself that if you lost someone you love, you know that you still have yourself. We make the mistake of getting involved with someone else, hoping that person completes another half where you weren't whole to begin with. You can't jump into a relationship half a person. I don't think you could. I don't think you could jump in a relationship saying, "Oh, I'm looking for my other half. We're one soul. We're one soul when we were born." And we have to find each other. Let me tell you, I romanticize that concept like nobody's business. I totally support your romanticizing and fantasizing that concept. I really do know and believe that does exist. But you have to keep some sort of realistic approach to when it comes to you and your emotions and love, something like love. So when you're bringing someone in your life, and let's say you are at the point where you love yourself and you're bringing someone into your life, that's because we all want affection, or we all want partnership. I think partnership is the key, right? Sometimes we just want to be around people that make us feel better about ourselves, that just make us forget about the problems around us, that just make us enjoy the day a little bit more, right? That little icing on the cake, the cherry on top. That's what we want our partner to be. We don't want our partner to be the engine that drives my life, right? I want my partner to be the road that I'm able to, not the road, because the road, we'll go there together. Your partner could be like the transmission. You can be the engine. I suck at this car analogy shit. I'll figure out a better one. But back to the partner and adding value to your life. You think about things that you measure and attain value, right? You have the metric system, you have money, right? So you have currency, you have inches and meters and all that stuff. So you have different ways to gauge value. So for a partner, what are those parameters? What are those parameters that allow you to create those values or to pick what values are important? So, money. Is that what you would call adding value to your life? I don't know. Security is a good thing. But this is where now we're talking about balance. Is money the motive, or is it, you know, you would like to be with someone who at least has a secure plan going for their own future, right? So that it's mutual here. Then you have time. Some people are older. Some people are younger. Some people don't have the time to wait. Some people don't want to move too fast. You know, what point in your life are you in, right? Are you over getting married? You've been in marriages already, or you want to get married, and that's where you want the relationship to head in. There's a lot of different things that, you know, you got those guys that, or and women for that matter, and all sorts of people that they just don't want the title. They don't want to put the ring on the finger because to them, it's an empty gesture. What we have is real. We don't need that. So when we're talking about time, you know, we talk about marriage being part of the plan. Where are you, and what time do you have available to you that you're willing to give up? Right. And what are you expecting back from the other person? And what are you actually getting versus what are you actually getting? And then love, I guess that's of value. Right. And I think this is where you can probably have someone that loves you to death, but has no plans and no foresight whatsoever. None. So, you know, I can love someone who passionately loves me. But if this person really doesn't care about themselves to create a plan for them, you know, it's almost like I'm trying to be their hero. But by the same token, if you also do maybe owe them, and we go back to the second one, time, maybe give them a little time. Them being around you, maybe you can teach them something. This is something that you can bring to the table. So when you're talking about a partner adding value, we need to think in terms of what exactly is valuable to you. And consider, this is really important, consider if that value matches with where you want to go in life. Right? And don't just think about, oh, is my boo, you know, because it's somebody, I don't want to be lonely. It's dangerous being somebody just because you don't want to be lonely. Everybody's lonely when they're by themselves. I mean, you know, not me. I like being by myself. But at some point, people get lonely. And it's fine to seek companionship, but you can do that in the form of a friend. You don't really have to force anything that you're doing. Really quick, I think when you're talking about partnerships, there's something that you could probably see what level you are on with your partner. And this is something that I've started really digging into lately because I heard about love languages and I didn't know that they existed. I thought love languages were like French, Spanish, English, you know, Portuguese. But I stand corrected, and that goes to show you. So I want to talk about the love languages, and then we'll talk about the concept of love languages. If perhaps the more you have with your partner, the better the relationship. Because it's an interesting thing, right? Like, let's say you have all of these love languages with your partner. And you now do a cross-reference of all of your relationships. Does this, because it's the one that you match the most, is this the best relationship you've ever been in? Or is it the best relationship you've been in just because it's the one you're in now? You're probably going to say that one. So the first one is words of affirmation. You know, people with words of affirmation. And this is from mindbodygreen.com. And it's the five love languages explained. The article I'm reading is from Julie Gwen and reviewed by Christy Overstreet, PhD. Sorry, if I said your name's wrong or anything like that, but I do love giving credit to the people that created this. So words of affirmation, you know, people with words of affirmation as a love language value verbal acknowledgments of affection. So including frequent I love yous, compliments, words of appreciation, verbal encouragement like, yo, I'm rooting for you. Hey, I was just thinking about you today. Hey, I love you. What I do is I'll say once in a while, I'll tell my girl, I'll say, hey, who loves you? And, what I want her to do is I want her to know not only that she has people that love her, but I always make sure that she at least acknowledges herself in it. Cause I want to make sure that she knows that she needs to love herself too. Not that she never does, but it's something that I like doing, right? That's our little words of affirmation. So written and spoken shows of affection matter the most to some of these people. To me, I wouldn't say it's the most important, but we do employ it, and it is fairly important. Quality time. Some people need to be around each other all the time. Quality time. People whose love language is quality time feel the most adored when their partner actively wants to spend time with them and is always down to hang out. They particularly love when active listening, eye contact, and full presence are prioritized hallmarks in the relationship. You know, this is a very good one. You want to be around each other. You want to do, you know, sometimes we want travel companions. I know I always did when I was a single person. So I always wanted somebody that's going to be around me, like that we can go, hey, let's go out of state. Let's go out of the country. Let's go visit this new restaurant that opened up. But, you know, quality time, I can do that by myself. The fact that, you know, including this person, always wanting to hang out and bringing this person along with your new experiences, that speaks volumes too for a relationship. Active services. So if your love language is active service, your value when your partner goes out of their way to make your life easier. It's things like bringing you soup when you're sick, making you coffee for you in the morning, or picking up your dry cleaning for you when you've had a busy day at work. Another thing I notice is like, hey, are you hungry, and just picking up food, you know, knowing, you know, what he or she likes or what they like. I think it's really important. It's not really important to these people that speak this specific love language. It's those little things really go a long way. Gifts. Gifts is a pretty straightforward love language. You feel love when people give you visual symbols of love. It's not about the monetary value, but the symbolic thought behind the item. People with this style recognize and value the gift-giving process. The careful reflection, the deliberate choosing of the object to represent the relationship, and the emotional benefits from receiving the present. So, you know, like, hey, just because, you know, Valentine's Day comes around and you get really creative. Hey, I got you this gift. It's not like, you know, it's things like little conversations you've had, you know, inside jokes. It's those thoughtful ones like, hey, I've done this because of that. You know, I got you this because of this, or just because. That's pretty cool sometimes. And physical touch. Some people are totally into PDA. Physical touch. People with physical touch as their love language feel loved when they receive physical signs of affection, including kissing, holding hands, cuddling on the couch, and sex. Physical intimacy and touch can be incredibly affirming and serve as powerful emotional connector for people with this love language. The roots go back to our childhood. Some people only feel deep affection and love by their parents when they were held, kissed, or touched. And, you know, some people just superly, you know, always want to hold hands, always want to be like on your lap or hugging or, you know, kissing or, yeah, you know, sometimes it's OD. Balance, people, balance. So so they have a chart here and it's a word. And again, this is mindbodygreen.com .com/articles/the 5 love languages explained. And basically they have words of affirmation on the left, and then on the top it's how to communicate and then actions to take. So words of affirmation is encourage, they affirm, they appreciate, they empathize, and listen actively. And the actions you take is you send an unexpected note, a text, or a card, genuinely encourage and often. Physical touch, you know, how is this communicated? You know, nonverbal, use the body language and touch to express love. Hug, kiss, hold hands, show, you know, I think we've already gone through this. We don't need to go through this. So, you know, when I'm reading these and, you know, at the point that I am in my life and I'm evaluating, you know, even my relationship, I can tell you that out of all relationships I've had, this is probably the one that I've had all of these attached to it. No knock on my previous relationships. I'm sure that at some point or another we've had these, but not all at the same time. And I think that's why when talking about this, that's why I brought this up. I probably took up too much of your time. I wanted to respect our commitment to making sure that I'm not a minute over. So without further ado, I just wanted to leave you with make sure that before you disconnect from me, that you have your feet on the ground, that you take a deep breath, take a few deep breaths. If you're stressing, if you're upset, trust me, this too shall pass. And if it hasn't passed, you know, I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. You got this. I'm Juan again. My Instagram is at Juan01, shameless plug. Talk Down TV. We have a channel on Instagram. Follow us there. So without further ado, thank you for joining me. Hope you have a good rest of your day. Talk to you tomorrow. Peace.